Park City Emergency Manager Hugh Daniels says he knows residents want to go home, but they may not be able to go because the area is filled with leaking propane tanks due to the fire.
They have valves on them that are built to release so that they don't explode. So they're like plastic and they'll get hot and then it'll let the propane leak out instead of the propane exploding inside the tank.
Daniels says with the end of the fire now in sight, he along with Summit County and the Red Cross will work on putting together a recovery plan.
How do we get people home? Because they want to come home. We want to get them home, but it's got to be safe. So we just because the fire's out, you know, and they lift evacuation, you can't necessarily let people back if it's not a safe community to go back into. Want to take care of the residents that lost, you know, homes. First off, I mean, that's a terrible thing to have to go through. And, you know, it's a big cost, so you have to keep track of all of those things as well.
He says it'll be a week or two before they know the cost of fighting this fire because so many jurisdictions, both local and out of state, have been involved. Also, a multiple agency resource center will be set up in the next few days.
Where it's a one-stop shop. So you've got mental health, you've got the Red Cross, you've got building, planning, insurance, all those types of things. And the Red Cross will help us with that.
That's Park City Emergency Manager Hugh Daniels. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.